Money FM 89.3, best of weekends.
Joining us on the line, Jeremy Montero, the Jazz Association of Singapore executive director and music director, jazz musician for decades. Jeremy, great to have you back on Weekend Mornings again.
Always great to speak to you, Glenn and Neil.
Jeremy, I was just saying off air to Glenn, you are essentially our third wheel. You are our third host. You are here almost every week. It's a pleasure to have you here, my friend. I think we're going to have to rename the show, the Jeremy Montero Saturday Morning Breakfast Show.
Anytime. You know, I'll be happy to be your third wheel. I'm not sure whether you'll be as happy.
Well, Jeremy, you know, in addition to enjoying talking with you, as we always do, the compelling reason right now to have you on is for you to get us up to speed on what's going on with International Jazz Day, the UNESCO-sponsored event that's coming up this coming Thursday. Tell us what's happening with that.
Thank you. Yeah, the UNESCO has actually started International Jazz Day working in conjunction with the Herbie Hancock Institute to organize it. And all over the world, globally, there are normally live concerts to celebrate International Jazz Day. And we at the Jazz Association have been, in the last couple of years, performing for our audiences at the Singapore Botanic Gardens, but unfortunately, we can't do that this year. So we decided to take the show online, and looking forward to it this coming Thursday at 8:30 p.m.
And where do they find it?
It'll be on all the Straits Times platforms. So on their YouTube, on their Facebook, and then on their Twitter as well, and as well as the Jazz Association Facebook page and my Facebook page, and a bunch of people are going to cross-posting and linking it as well. So it's going to be all over the internet.
You know, it's funny, Jeremy. We were just talking about this off-air. I was listening to a podcast this week about the importance of trying to maintain a good mental health during this lockdown for obvious reasons. And the psychiatrist that I were listening to all said the same thing. Exercise, if you can, and listen to music. Whatever the genre, listen to music. Why do you think music is so important right now?
Well, music has been with us through the ages, right? I mean, it always brings people and community together in happy times and in difficult times. And boy, this pandemic is really big. It's even bigger than Elvis, isn't it?
That's true. And I've noticed that what's becoming really, really popular, and I've seen you're doing it as well, people are recording videos and live music sessions, whether it's on Zoom or various other platforms. Famous musicians are doing it. Infamous musicians are doing it, like your good self. And people around the world are doing it. And it seems to be so popular, doesn't it? All around the world, these live videos. It creates an almost, it breaks down that barrier, doesn't it, between the musician and the audience. It feels like we're all in it together.
Yes, I think that, all of us musicians want to do something, and of course, we're very, very happy that in Singapore, we've got really good help from the National Arts Council as well to help musicians and artists who want to get online with their new digital fund. So, you know, it's really good to feel encouraged, because if not, we would feel really alone in our little fight, to help people stay sane and stay soothed during this difficult time,
Talking about Jeremy Montero, of course, the Jazz Association of Singapore Executive Director. And Jeremy, even during the best of times, it's hard for most musicians to make a living, whether it's in Singapore or anywhere else. And we've had various musicians on over time that are out of work, basically. They're doing other things, maybe giving music lessons or, as you've just mentioned, trying to perform online, some online busking. But it really is not a lot. It's not enough to, for sure, survive on. What lessons are we learning from this COVID-19 shutdown as to, how musicians perhaps need to think a little bit differently about their, let me just put it this way, their business model, how they're going to make money, how they're going to earn money if they can't perform live?
Well, necessity is the mother of all invention, right? So right now, a lot of technologies that are not there, I'm sure, will soon emerge, like the ability for musicians around the world to play together globally in sync. That's still not there. I had a few really botched experiments with that. But, I'm sure that everyone, not just musicians, right? Everyone are going to find ways to bring their craft and their wares online using the medium of the internet to get music across, to get products across. I mean, I'm sure a lot of new technologies will emerge, actually. If that's one good thing that will come out of this, besides a few other good things, I'm sure, you know, will come out of this whole situation.
One thing I have to give you a quick plug, Jeremy, because every Sunday night at 9:30, you're doing a Home with Jeremy Montero, and yeah. I've been watching it over the weeks, and it's your chance to talk with musicians globally about different times when you perform together. But then you always do some performing as well. And last week you had a duet with Chris Weed, who is one of the best jazz saxophonists on the planet today. He's based in Vancouver, actually Burnaby, Canada, just outside of Vancouver. And that your interaction with him was amazing. I mean, you talk about botched experiments of doing online concerts with people, but that it worked beautifully, and it really showed that, you know, the new online mediums can be used effectively to bring musicians together on different continents.
Yes, certainly. I mean, and Corey Weiss is also a great radio DJ. He still does have a radio show, jazz show, and a wonderful saxophone player. And of course, my friend Gabriel Mark Hasselbach, who's a great trumpet player, was on the show as well, if you remember. And it was really, okay, you know, this whole thing has helped us transcend space and time because, you know, we stitched it together. He did his part in... I did my part, sent it to him. He did his part and did his video, and then I stitched it together over here. So, you know, I'm not the only one. In fact, there's this mammoth task with 905 singers for Singapore Virtual Voices who are going to get the whole nation singing tonight at 7:55. They'll be singing Dick Lee's song, Home. It's just going to be amazing to hear voices resounding through the neighborhoods tonight, you know.
Yeah, I mean, you're being a bit too hard on yourself. I've seen the collaborations you've done, and I've noticed that you mentioned about, you know, necessity being the mother of all invention. I think some of the musicians have been very, very creative in the last few weeks doing collaborations live at the same time. Take That's Gary Barlow has been doing these daily crooner sessions with different musicians in different parts of the UK and across the world, duets essentially. And yeah. We all saw... I thought it was hilarious. The Rolling Stones this week. Did you see that?
Yeah.
All four played
that
together.
Yeah.
And everybody, including myself, everybody thought that Charlie Watts, good old Charlie Watts, the drummer, who must be in his mid to late 70s now, everyone thought he was miming because he was playing nothing in front of him. But it turns out, I had to check this out, he was playing this state-of-the-art technology where he was actually not air drumming, it was sensored drumming. So that while he was playing in the air, it was actually picking up his sensored drumsticks and playing the drum beat. So the technology now, if there's one positive, Jeremy, it's that you can do things now that you couldn't have done during even SARS just a few years ago, right?
Yes, that's right. And, you know, unbeknownst to many people, Charlie Watts is actually also a great jazz drummer and used to tour with his own jazz band besides playing the Rolling Stones.
Absolutely. Fantastic drummer.
Yeah, he is.
So, Jeremy, are you taking part in the Home concert tonight?
Absolutely. I'm going to be out there singing with everyone else. I'm really looking forward to being part of that. You know, our collective consciousness really is really waking up and coming together and doing that. It's really going to be wonderful to do that, I think.
Yeah, well, Jeremy, thanks so much for being with us today. Jeremy Montero, the Jazz Association of Singapore Executive Director, talking about the UNESCO International Jazz Day next Thursday, and it will be 8:30 p.m., correct, here in Singapore? Folks want to tune in?
Yes, that's right.
And how long is that concert going to go?
It's going to go for about an hour and a half, hour and 45 minutes, not as long as the official UNESCO one, which is 3 hours, but you know, the one that's happening with Herbie Hancock and gang. But I think it'll be a nice show, very varied, some nice solo performances, some past concert footage. It's going to be fun.
And tell us again where people can tune into that, Jeremy?
On all the Straits Times channels, YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter, as well as our Jazz Association Facebook and YouTube channels.
All right, Jeremy Montero, thanks so much for being with us again today. Good luck this Thursday and International Jazz Day.
Thanks very much. Lovely speaking to the two of you always. Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.